to all the amazing kids playing soccer around the world. JSS. Chapter 1.
Welcome, viewers from all across the galaxy. I'm Sam Croftling of Interstellar TV, sponsored by Skreegel, the slug you can eat at home on a stick, in a bun on your spaceship, or deep-fried and ready to pop in your mouth at hundreds of arenas in a universe near you. After the Planet Earth Defenders made their amazing comeback to defeat the Yextals, we all thought the contentious conflict between the humans and their intergalactic adversaries was settled. But here we are, only a few months later, witnessing a brand new competition where once again the tournament champion wins all the marbles. Bring on those Skreegels! Now, Sam, define all the marbles. Actually, just the one big kahuna marble, Planet Earth.
That's one important marble. I'm Froboz Fripnickel, your play-by-play announcer. And frankly, Sam, I'm as flabbergasted as a drug Lidorian in an IKEA store. As we start the second half of this doozy of a contest between the Planet Earth Defenders and the Obi-Centurious Octoctalons, the score is tied 3-2-3.
Down on the field, Nova Alanto runs right, breaks left, and passes the ball ahead to Nitro Gonzalez, who waves to his adoring fans while he dodges defenders. On the other side of the field, Ajay Dhawan is open. He calls for the ball, but it looks like Nitro is ignoring him when...
Holy eight extremity escapades! An Octoctalon defender reaches in with one of its stick-like legs and pokes the ball away! Whap! But Sunny Morning steals it back and kicks it hard, only for it to bounce off an Octoctalon kneecap toward the leader of the Yextal comeback game we were just talking about, the son of the greatest football player of all time, the quarterback known as much for his odd soda inventions and questionable clothing styles as his innovative play calling, Wyatt!
Stop! Timeout! What do you mean I can't call a timeout? Point the camera back at Nova, or Andromeda, or Prince Poodoo, or Nitro. Okay, maybe not him. But seriously, this is like super embarrassing. Look over there. It's the new girl, Amina something.
Earthling, our Interstellar TV viewers want to know more about you.
Can you handle the pressure placed on your skinny shoulders? Did you really once get a Lego Batman head stuck up your nose? Why do you eat so much junk food?
Really? You think billions of intergalactic viewers want to see me when they could be watching running and jumping and a ball and other super incredible sportsing stuff? All right! I'll give you what you want! Just stop zooming in on my pimples! This is as awkward as the time Grandpa Fred mistook me for his brother Herb and sent me to the store to buy a stack of lottery tickets and a tube of back rash ointment. But I should probably update you on a few things. First, my name is Wyatt Benson, and I'm the quarterback of the football team that saved Earth from a fate worse than the Nintendo Switch my Aunt Bertha stepped on after I left it on the floor to see what my favorite snack, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, would taste like if I dipped them in Miracle Whip. Don't ask.
More about me. I'm terrible at flossing, the dance move, and the dental hygiene. I named my toes after historical figures. I can wiggle my right eyebrow, but not my left.
It wasn't so much that I was that great of a player or anything, even though I did look pretty sweet in the uniform. In fact, until I met my team, I was a sports-hating, football-dropping, 12-year-old loser whose biggest claim to fame was that I once knocked out my third-grade teacher, Mrs. Brazzoni, with a